This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. In the ongoing wrangling over the Supreme Court Hobby Lobby decision, one newscaster who has taken to debating pro-abortion advocates has pinned all her reliance on the government's own case against Hobby Lobby. There, the government tacitly admits that four birth control measures Hobby Lobby objected to were indeed abortifacient. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is taking heat for claiming to be pro-life while trying to change a pro-life law protecting religious freedoms. Manchin essentially says that a family who incorporates their business loses its religious conscience rights. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act is under attack, and Manchin supports its rewrite. Manchin also reversed himself by supporting pro-abortion Obamacare once elected. His re-election is in 2016. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. After an impassioned plea from the Catholic Bishop of New Orleans, a light came on in the mind of a vice president of a garbage company. He realized that his service was helping to prepare a place to bring 55 abortions a week to his community, meaning that nearly 3,000 children and that many women annually in his town would be taken or wounded by abortion. He approached the contractor and ended his contract, helping build Planned Parenthood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.